Now, listen, y'all. Y'all need to protect your mortgage. It's about mortgage protection. You know, mortgage protection by Wise Mortgage. So listen, y'all, take a listen to this.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, now that's thewiseinsurancegroup.com, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. I want y'all to visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Now, listen, it ain't going to cost you nothing to visit the website. Do you hear, Mama? Now, listen, Mama is giving y'all some directions, okay? I want you to visit wiseinsurancegroup.com. Get a free quote. If you have your own home, now listen, y'all, now this is on the real. We living in a dead time where a lot is going on, you understand? So there is a lot that's going on in the world. Now, do y'all know Mama gets up, I try to get up as early as I can in the morning time to get the news. I like to watch the agricultural news because it's a lot going on, y'all. Now, listen, I ain't trying to depress nobody. I ain't trying to scare nobody. I'm just trying to educate somebody and give y'all some information. Now, listen. Y'all got to really pay attention to what's going on with the farmers and agricultural news. There's a lot that's going on. Y'all really need to pay attention. Of course, everybody's screaming and hollering about the gas prices being so high and food is going up. But you have to understand, oh, Lord, here come a life lesson early on. Listen, the best way to understand why the food prices is so high is to watch what's going on with the farmers and your agricultural news. So if you have cable or whatever you have, you need to understand what is driving the price of our food up. You need to understand what the farmers are going through. Once you see that, you'll be able to understand and comprehend what the farmers are going through. So listen, the feed is expensive. They're having a hard time feeding the cattle. You know, it's much higher. So what were they saying? It used to be $100 for a pound for the feed, $100, versus now it was $300. So listen, if they can't keep their livestock, it's having a hard time feeding the livestock versus $100, and now it's $300, that quite naturally is going to, you know, drive up the price of meat. Okay, so that's why meat is really high. That's just one thing. And then there was something else that was in the news, and then I'm going to play the music. They are in one state or one country, I can't remember which one it was, they are using the tractors as transportation because of the cost of the fuel. I said, what? I said, nobody ever heard of that before. Yes, so they were using the tractors to get around. They really were. They're using the tractors. So listen, that's just a little information to help y'all understand why the price of things is so high when it comes to food. Now, I can't really say, now when I'm watching the news, the agriculture news, those sources, it's credible. I watched the news on television to help you understand why those prices are high. Good guy. What kind of class is this? But listen, now, one other thing I want to say, but I really don't know about the source. It's pop culture. I've seen different things. This is on pop culture. There seems to be a lot of recalls on things, but I don't have really the right sources. I've seen those recalls. You know, it's got all this fake news going on, so I have to be careful. So there's a lot of recalls, so they say, on different items. We know about the baby forms. We know that's credible, those sources, and we know that's real. But there's a lot of things that I see strolling through different feeds on my phone that I'm looking, but I don't want to repeat those recalls because those sources, you know, you don't want to really say that because I don't know how true it is. I haven't heard it on local news, and I haven't heard it on worldwide news. Okay, so I won't get into that. Now, listen. I guess that's a third eye right there. Listen, so this is Third Temple. And the music, this one is Caravan of Hope. Y'all check this out. Caravan of Hope.
I had a dream. I had a dream. They were taking me away in chains. Brother sold me to the highest bidder, dragged me across the desert on a caravan, Bergen's bus, and Bergen's bus. They gave me the keys to the city. Waiting, the caravan of hope.
Thank you. brother's house. Jealousies, animosity, dropped down a snake pit, chained and sold to the high bidder, shackled like a slave. Expedition of fragrant spice. Expedition of fragrant spice. Waiting.
Dig it. That's Caravan of Hope. Dig on that. That's Caravan of Hope. Let me tell y'all something. Caravan of Hope is about the biblical Joseph that was sold out by his brothers, paralleling COVID, where our leaders sold humanity to the corporations. That's kind of deep, y'all. That's kind of deep, but I really don't have time to dissect that and get into that. Yeah, no, that's really interesting, that particular song, Caravan of Hope. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like, in a way, Caravan of Hope, like he says, it's about biblical Joseph, because we know the story of Joseph. Joseph was sold out from his brothers. But then again, he's like paralleling COVID, where the leaders sold humanity to the corporations. And the point is this. This is just my take on it. Just my take. The way I see it, you know, COVID, you know, the government has made a lot of money. You know, we had to get the shots, yada, yada, yada. I hate to even get into this, but you know what? Sold humanity to the corporations, you know, but they had to come up with the vaccines, and that cost a lot of money. You know, y'all ever think about that part of it? Y'all ever think about what the vaccine does to us? And they're talking about we may have to have the COVID shot, you know, once a year in the fall. Y'all think about that. It's a whole lot of money tied into COVID. Now, I'm not saying it was a conspiracy. Don't y'all, please don't get my stuff twisted. I'm just giving you a whole generalization of Caravan of Hope. But anyway, let me back up off of that. So anyway, I got a word from my sponsor. Now, this is ELR Shop. Now, listen, I want y'all to take a listen to this.
ELR Shop makes it fun to shop for everyone without worrying about age. They sell educational and inspirational digital products, from custom-designed coloring books to affirmation cards.
All right. That is ELR Shop. Now, listen. This shop is the bomb. It really is. It's really well put together. It is really nice. It's by two sisters. Let me tell you something now. It's on Estes. This is one. Let me tell you something. Now, this is the goddamn truth. This is one of the best shops that I've seen on Estes in a long while. And, you know, on Estes, I've bought, like, candles and different things like that. There's one other African-American young lady that I used to buy from all the time on Estee. She makes the soaps, Norma's Bath and Soap, and she does a really great job with her shop. It looks really, really good. But now this is about ELR Shop. They have a lot of great things on their shop. They have affirmation cards for men. They have element crossword puzzles. They have digital coloring books for children. But listen now, you don't have to be a child, you know, to get things off the site. The parents can purchase for themselves. Parents can purchase. So age does not matter. Listen, they have math, activity, workbooks, digital wall art, stickers, planners, spiritual cards, scriptures, activity workbooks. There is a lot on this shop. They have a lot to offer. It is great. Very colorful, too. It's very colorful, really aesthetically pleasing to the eye. It is really, really nice. Really nice design. So listen, it is on Estee, and do this search on the Google on Estee. ELR shop. Two young ladies, two sisters that have the shop, and they both are doctors. And so this is really, really phenomenal. They're based in Canton, Georgia. Woohoo to my whole team. So listen, y'all know, I just, you know, got to push it up to the home team, to the ATL. So listen, y'all take a look at the shop. They have a lot of great stuff. They really do. You know what? And for my mothers, my moms that's out there that does homeschooling, you know, you can get a lot of things off of this shop, and for your children, you know, the coloring books, I'm telling you, this is to die for. You can just really have a party on here. I'm telling you about going shopping. Listen, 50 encouraging scriptures on peace and hope. Now, it's only $5. That's only $5. Everybody got $5. I don't know anybody that don't have $5. So listen, 50 encouraging scriptures on peace and hope. Really, really nice. So once again, it's on STETSY.com/shop/ELR shop. It is really, really nice. Now listen, I got some more music that's coming up by Third Temple. Now listen, I got one more really, really nice song. It's called The K, Return to Commish. I want y'all to check this out. This is a little different, y'all, but we're going to flow because it's real nice to listen to. Get your chill on. Take a listen. You know, take it to, you know, a nice vibration. Raise your vibration. It's always good to raise your vibration and your frequency. I always encourage that. Now, listen, I want y'all to take a listen to this.
Please visit TanyasOnlineCloset.com for a luxury online shopping experience at affordable prices. Free shipping in the USA.
All right, that's Tanya's Online Closet, one of our sponsors, and this is The K, Return to Commish by Third Temple.
Rapid transit within a long, dark tunnel. Wonderful light beaming warmth and love.
Hey, that is Third Temple. That is the cave. Return to Commission. I got one more tune that's coming up. I'm pretty much out of time, but I got one more that's coming up. This is by Trina L. This is Stutter.
I want it. You always cross my mind. I don't know what to do. Can you tell I want it bad, 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 bad?
I need what I want.
And I have to have.
I know what I want.
So I have to have.
I know what you need.
Do you understand?
You're
I'm trying to tell you.
Can.
I want it next to mine.
When we do the throwback from the old school, you don't want to miss it coming up on tomorrow.
You motivated.